Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Oh, it's a rainy spring day here in the Green Mountains of Vermont, and April showers bring May flowers, but not in Vermont. We don't get a lot of May flowers. Everything comes later up here, so could use a little less May showers, quite frankly. April showers. Anyway, I'm grateful to share with you. So let's place our hands on our hearts and be grateful together. Taking this deep breath. And as I'm doing this, I'm just remembering that one of the things I was thinking of earlier today is, you know, on YouTube they have videos and audios, and there are apps for this as well, that have people speaking and reading things in a tone of voice that's comforting and to help people fall asleep. And people have often told me that they fall asleep to this podcast. And I take that as a compliment that they put it on as they're going to bed, and it helps relax them and comforts them, and they appreciate the sound of my voice in that. And I'm grateful for that. But I was actually thinking of maybe making some recordings of A Course in Miracles, perhaps other favorite texts that I have, spiritual texts, and making them intentionally in a quieter, softer voice to give people something to fall asleep to. So if that interests you, or you ever have an idea or a request for a topic of this podcast, will you let me know? You can send an email to admin@jenniferhadley.com, admin@jenniferhadley.com, and let me know. I'd appreciate it. I'm always interested in discovering new ways to be truly helpful. Okay, let's pray now. So grateful and so thankful for the love of God that is our very life. It is our very being. It is the depth and breadth of our beingness. And we are grateful to come together, transcending time and space, to join together in this holy instant and to recognize any false idols that we have inadvertently been cherishing. All the blocks to love, we're handing them over. We're giving them up to that higher Holy Spirit self for healing. We're allowing attachments, grievances, grudges, complaints, resentments, regrets, guilt, all to be dissolved and resolved permanently back to the root cause so we never experience it again. We are choosing perfect love, perfect peace. Here and now, we are grateful to let it be, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. And we're sharing the benefits with everyone. Yes, yes, yes. All right, let's look at the temptation of false idols. I've spoken about it a number of times in many different ways, and it is a very helpful spiritual practice to recognize the temptation of false idols and to interrupt those patterns of choosing to, we can use the word worship, false idols. Invest our attention and energy in false idols. This is something that it's for all of us. This is an issue for all of us, all of us, all of us. Absolutely. Every single one of us. And when we have the awareness and the clarity and the willingness to interrupt this pattern of attaching to false idols, we can have so much benefit, so much healing and transformation. So we're looking at chapter 30, which is entitled The New Beginning. So late in the text here. And section 5, which is entitled The Only Purpose. The real world is the state of mind in which the only purpose of the world is seen to be forgiveness. Okay. So this is very helpful to us, this first sentence right here, because we're often talking about the real world and our true reality and what's real and what's an illusion. So the real world is the state of mind in which the only purpose of the world is seen to be forgiveness. So when we are able to see what everything is for, remember lesson 25, one of my favorite lessons, I don't know what anything is for. I always say, I don't know what anything is for, but I would like to. And I'm willing to. I'm willing to know what everything is for. So what is everything for? It's really for forgiveness, for awakening. We've given everything all the meaning that it has for us. Everything in the world that we see or think that we see is symbolic. And whatever meaning we give to it is also symbolic. But what's it all really for is forgiveness. Because forgiveness is that practice of letting go of the meaning that we gave everything so that we can live in a true reality and know exactly what everything is for all of the time. And then we begin to have experiences of God's infinite intelligence moving through us in ways that are expressing and revealing and demonstrating and sharing the spiritual qualities. So what are the spiritual qualities? Love. Love is the ultimate spiritual quality. These are purely my descriptions. So I didn't get them from somewhere that I'm aware of. This is what came to me, and I didn't make it up from my personality because I'm not interested in that anymore. And it has a totally different vibration anyway. And so I've said this many times as well. If we think of light, right? We are the light of the world. Light, the white light that we see, is a full spectrum light. So it contains all the colors, like all the colors of the rainbow are in sunlight naturally. And so just as sunlight is a full spectrum light, contains all of the colors of the rainbow, all those different spectrums of light, red, purple, green, blue, etc. Love is a full spectrum spiritual quality that contains within it wisdom, clarity, harmony, peace, joy, freedom, creativity, wholeness, prosperity, abundance, etc. So love is naturally also wisdom, clarity, prosperity, etc. So when we are in our loving heart, when we are giving and receiving love, right? So we're in that flow of love, I like to say, that we are truly in alignment with our natural state, our true identity, our perfection. Teach only love, for that is what you are. So we are creativity, we are prosperity, we are abundance, we are wholeness, we are freedom. But if we hold in our minds thoughts and beliefs that are contrary to that, we will block our understanding of our true self. We'll block our understanding that love is unlimited, prosperity is unlimited, wholeness is unlimited. And the only reason that we experience it in a limited way, any of those spiritual qualities, is because of what we're holding in our mind. So there's nothing outside of us that is blocking us. And our life is in the mind, right? It is in our loving mind, not in the egoic intellect, consciousness. We are the vast expansiveness of pure love. So the real world is the state of mind in which the only purpose of the world is seen to be forgiveness. Fear is not its goal, for the escape from guilt becomes its aim. So there, people have a goal to scare themselves or others, there's no question of that, but it is not the goal of this world. Escape from guilt is the aim of forgiveness. So that is our purpose here. Escape from guilt, forgiveness. Escape from guilt comes from forgiveness. Who do we have to forgive? Ourselves, for the stories that we've made up about ourselves, about life, about love, about God, about everything. And those stories that we have made up are our false idols. They are among our false idols. So every time that we invest in, energize, add to our stories about who we think we are, I'm the victim of this, I'm the victim of that, I'm being crucified, I've been betrayed, they did this to me. All of that is energizing and investing in false idols. So we can pull back from that and have the peace of God. So the fastest way I know personally to pull back from all the false idols and all the investment in perpetuating false idols is that self-forgiveness. And that's why in the Power of Love ministry, in all of our programs, forgiveness is front and center. And it's not forgiving others, it's forgiving ourselves. When we do the self-forgiveness work, then releasing our attack thoughts about others is relatively easy. It's not so complicated. It's more challenging to forgive ourselves. So that's why we put a super focus on that. And that is why also people have extraordinary, miraculous healing of all kinds very quickly. So the ones who genuinely do the forgiveness work are the ones who have the miraculous healing and transformation. People resist doing the forgiveness work very, very strongly. This is something I know a lot about because I had so much resistance myself. I didn't even realize for so long that there was anything to be forgiven. Because I thought, well, I'm not really holding it against them, thinking always that forgiveness was something I gave to others for their sins. That's how I can now see I was thinking about it. So I was holding them in the prison of seeing them as, I wouldn't have used the word sinners, but I think it's a good way to think of it. I thought of them as the perpetrators of the attacks against me and the harm against me because I did want to see myself as a victim. So seeing ourselves as a victim or less than, that is a very, very strong false idol. So one of the things that this section is helping us to see is how strong is the temptation to see ourselves as a victim, and that this is in and of itself a false idol. All false idols block our awakening because we can't hold on to the blocks to love and say, I'm interested in awakening. We must realize at some point, I am the one who is blocking the awakening. No one else. No one else. Everything is helpful. That's what it says in the Development of Trust section in the Manual for Teachers. Everything is helpful. Everything is helpful. Everything is helpful. Yes. Okay. The value of forgiveness is perceived and takes the place of idols, which are sought no longer, for their gifts is in quote. So the gifts are not actually helpful. False gifts are not held dear. No rules are idly set and no demands are made of anyone or anything to twist and fit into the dream of fear. Instead, there is a wish to understand all things created as they really are, and it is recognized that all things must be first forgiven and then understood. So before we can have true understanding, true knowing is really more what I think of it as. But that true understanding, that true knowing cannot be experienced and known as long as we are interested in our stories, our fabrications, the interpretations and the meaning that we made of things. As long as we are convinced that our interpretations are valuable and helpful to us, we are not interested in the truth. If we're not interested in the truth, then we can't understand what anything is actually for. I don't know what anything is for because I'm not interested in the truth yet. Because I find the truth threatening, because I have invested so much in these stories that I have identified with them. I think these stories are part of who I am, part of what I am. As long as we have these false beliefs, we are going to hide from the truth, run from the truth, avoid the truth. But the truth does set us free. And how do we get to the truth? All things first are forgiven. All things. So that's a tall order. However, what I have found is that if we can forgive ourselves for energizing guilt and blame and shame and all of that and investing in that, if we can forgive ourselves for manufacturing all of this, worshiping these false idols of the stories we've made up, investing so heavily in them, if we can forgive ourselves for that, then the rest is so much easier. So, again, that's why I am a forgiveness teacher. That's really the thing that I teach. And by the way, at thepowerofloveministry.net, powerofloveministry.net, you can sign up for free forgiveness workshops. We have them coming up every couple of weeks. We have one coming the last Saturday of April. Every couple of weeks we're doing them. They're totally free. You can invite anyone. And we do the forgiveness in the actual workshop. And this was a goal of mine for many years to be able to afford to offer these for free consistently. We've been doing it now for some time. And I invite you to get on that list. Go to powerofloveministry.net. Sign up for the forgiveness workshop, and we'll notify you about the next one and the next one. And some people come to all of them. They just come again and again and again because they'd like to clear out all the blocks to love and heal their body, heal their mind, heal their relationships, heal their finances. This is the way to do it. I kid you not. So come and get your love, like the song says. Come and get your love. So that's what the forgiveness workshops are for. And if you'd like to make a donation to support these workshops that bring so much benefit, please do. We really appreciate all your love and support. It makes it possible for us to offer so many free things, including daily inspiration, daily prayers, this podcast, and so much more. Let's move to paragraph 2 here. Again, we're at chapter 30, section 5, the only purpose. Here, in the real world, it is thought that understanding is acquired by attack. I'm sorry, not in the real world, in the illusion. Here in the illusion, it is thought that understanding is acquired by attack. No, it's through forgiveness. Because forgiveness releases the blocks to love, and then the understanding is there where it's been all along, hiding in our mind. Here in the illusion, it is thought that understanding is acquired by attack. There, in the real world, it is clear that by attack is understanding lost. So if we'd like to feel lost and confused, which I did for a very long time, if we'd like to feel misunderstood, then keep up the attacks. Don't do the forgiveness work. Because if we value attack, we will feel lost and confused. We will feel like life is against us. Why? Because we are against life. And life is going to reflect back to us what we put into it. So that's why the Course teaches us that those who are genuinely loving are invulnerable. And this is my experience. The folly of pursuing guilt as goal is fully recognized. So the folly, the waste of time and energy, the silliness, the insanity of pursuing guilt as a goal is fully recognized when we do the forgiveness work. And idols are not wanted there, for guilt is understood as the sole cause of pain in any form. So this is why if you have pain in the body, pain in your emotions, pain in your finances, pain in your relationships, guilt is the only cause. There's no other cause. So yes, we can take aspirin. Yes, we can try to get a loan. Yes, we can do all these things in the world to alleviate the symptoms that we are experiencing, but they will just show up somewhere else. They have to. So when we do the forgiveness work, we are eliminating the guilt. Because the guilt is about giving the meaning we made to things. The guilt is about finding attack valuable. The guilt is about finding false idols valuable. So again, false idols are beliefs such as, I'm not good enough. Just think about how much energy, like, there is enough energy to run everything in the world if we could just transform the use of energy from, I'm not good enough, and all the ways that we cope with that and try to manage that and try to heal that by changing things in the world. If we could just stop doing that and eliminate the causes of guilt through forgiveness, we would have a totally different experience of life. Completely different experience of life. And that's why each one of us can bring so much benefit by modeling and demonstrating and teaching how we do forgiveness and the benefits that it brings. This is why I am so committed to it. And I've been energizing some things that I may share with you soon. Maybe even in this podcast. We'll see. I'd like to let you know before we go to the break that my Prayer Power class starts on Monday, April 22nd. And this year I'm adding the bonus of a month of my sacred circle, which is one of my favorite things. All right, all the details are at powerofloveministry.net. Taking a short break here, and I'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
And I'm back. We're back talking about the power of forgiveness to transform the unconscious guilt that is the only cause of all suffering. Believe it or not, that's up to you. What I say all the time in my Masterful Living course, in Finding Freedom Boot Camp, Finding Freedom from Fear Boot Camp, is prove it for yourself. Prove it, and then you will know it. And when you know it, you will stop going the other way, meaning the way towards pain and suffering. When you actually prove it to yourself that forgiveness offers everything you want and need, when you prove that, you will have a different experience of your life. It's powerful. It's deeply transformative. And it's available to all of us now. It's also free. That's why the forgiveness workshops at powerofloveministry.net are free. Because it needs to be free. It needs to be free. And I'm grateful that we can offer them for free. All right. So let's go back to the text here. When we do the forgiveness, it's saying, then the insanity of pursuing guilt as a goal becomes recognized. And then it says, and idols are not wanted there, for guilt is understood as the sole cause of pain in any form. No one is tempted by its vain appeal, for suffering and death have been perceived as things not wanted and not striven for. The possibility of freedom has been grasped and welcomed, and the means by which it can be gained can now be understood. So once we begin to understand just how effective true forgiveness is, not the fake forgiveness, the I forgive those sinners, I forgive them, oh Lord, I forgive them. No, that is not true forgiveness. Once we do the true forgiveness work, just even get it started, you're going to be amazed, if you don't already know this, that your mind opens up to the truth and you naturally begin to value the truth more. You naturally begin to turn away from the habits and beliefs that bring the suffering. The world becomes a place of hope because its only purpose is to be a place where hope of happiness can be fulfilled. And no one stands outside this hope because the world has been united in belief. The purpose of the world is one which all must share if hope be more than just a dream. Not yet is heaven quite remembered, for the purpose of forgiveness still remains. Yet everyone is certain he will go beyond forgiveness, and he but remains until it is made perfect in himself. He has no wish for anything but this, and fear has dropped away because he is united in his purpose with himself. So when we recognize, I am here only to be truly helpful, how can I most be helpful? Do my own self-forgiveness work. When I do my own self-forgiveness work, then I stop holding things against other people, and I become aware that it is my nature to be loving. It is natural to be loving. The more loving I am, the more invulnerable I feel. And so the causes of pain dissolve and resolve. The sense of something's wrong with me, the sense of otherness, the need to constantly judge and attack and complain about others falls away. And it falls away quickly. I mean, if it's taken us 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years to get where we are now, if all the habits of pain and suffering can mostly drop away within a couple of years, that's quickly. That's really quickly. And if we don't have time to eliminate the causes of suffering in our life, oh, I don't have time to do that forgiveness work. Oh, I don't have time for that. No, then we are able to stop, look, and listen and recognize that all around our awareness, our life, our experience, we have false idols. Because if we don't have time to invest in our liberation, we're not interested in it. We're not actually willing. And we just need to recognize that. There's a prayer in this section 5, chapter 30, paragraph 10. Says, do not look back except in honesty. And when an idol tempts you, think of this. And here's what you think of. There never was a time an idol brought you anything except the gift of guilt. Not one was brought except at cost of pain, nor was it ever paid by you alone. So now, I have conversations all the time with people about false idols. One of the biggest false idols we have is our body. Another false idol is our loved ones, the special relationships. These are all false idols. And that's why our relationships and having them become holy relationships, inviting the Holy Spirit into the relationship so that we can see it correctly, helping, inviting that higher Holy Spirit in to correct our vision so that we see with inner sight and see as God sees. Being willing to do that is that invitation to profound and miraculous healing and transformation so quickly. It's not going to be without its challenges. That healing will be challenging to the ego identity. However, if we are willing, really willing, we'll begin to recognize the opportunity to choose the idol or not. So here are some examples of choosing the idol. And remember, relationships are the number one thing to help us heal our mind. Number two thing is the body. So that's where the most false idols will arise in our awareness for healing. So when we think that we would look better and we would be happier if we lost 20 pounds, right there is the false idol. The body is the false idol. The idea of 20 pounds less is the false idol. Now, I've been working with my issues around my weight my entire life as an adult and as a teenager, as a tweenager. Ever since then, I have been working with it. So it's been really helpful to me with my mind. And I did in 2023, the Change Your Mind About Your Body series, which you can still purchase. You can still purchase all those recordings. I think we had 16 Course in Miracles teachers, and I don't know how many classes we had, 15 teachers, 25 classes, something like that. Really powerful, potent material about changing your mind about your body and not having it be a false idol anymore. And so I taught a lot of what I've learned about transforming the attachments to the body as a false idol. And very interesting work to do. Very interesting work to do. So for me, that self-forgiveness was absolutely key. And one of the things that happened was I gained a bunch of weight, and then I've been steadily releasing that weight for years now. And I have been doing it through working at the level of the mind, self-forgiveness, and also really going to spirit about what to eat, when to eat, and staying in tune with the infinite. And at the same time, I also see, like, oh, I really like whatever food it is, and I'd like to have some of that. And do I think it's bad? Do I think it's wrong? Do I then eat it and feel guilty? So I've been working with all of these kinds of things at the level of the mind and seeing that I have success. What is my success? My success is that I feel physically better. I feel less identified with the body. I have a greater sense of vitality than I ever remember having. I take better care of my body than I ever have, but I'm not obsessive compulsive about it, and I don't have fear around it. And I have experienced what I would call miraculous healing also. So for me, yes, my body is a great tool for me in working with my consciousness. So I put together that Change Your Mind About Your Body program in 2023 with all those course teachers so that I could also learn from the other course teachers what they have learned about changing their mind about their body. And it was really wonderful, really wonderful. And I continue to learn and continue to share. So the world becomes a place of hope because its only purpose is to be a place where hope of happiness can be fulfilled. And no one stands outside this hope because the world has been united in belief. The purpose of the world is one which all must share if hope be more than just a dream. So we're standing in this place calling forth all humanity to realize that the hope of happiness can be fulfilled. I prefer to say is being fulfilled because that's how it seems to me. No one stands outside this hope, and I'm not going to put them outside of it either. So there are people in the world who are despised and hated by some and loved by others. I'm not interested in despising or hating any person. I'm interested in loving every person. So remembering the gift of guilt, gift in quotes, it's being facetious. There never was a time an idol brought you anything except the gift of guilt. No one, not one, was brought except at cost of pain, nor was it ever paid by you alone. So when we choose false idols, we are choosing the gift of guilt, which will bring us pain in some form, at some level, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, etc. And unfortunately, or fortunately, because we all share the same mind, everyone is affected. So I think of the one mind being like a pond or a pool where whatever we're thinking is going into the community pool. And so I don't wish to dump toxic waste into the water anymore. I'm interested in communicating and contributing only that which is helpful and healing. And so for me, that is something that I take very seriously, in that I recognize, how I hold things in mind dramatically affects things. And I have learned that through my practice of prayer over the years. So grateful to have learned prayer from the teachings of Ernest Holmes, from all the many classes that I took at Agape, from becoming a prayer practitioner and a minister and doing all of that prayer work, really studying prayer. Now I get to teach prayer. It is one of my all-time favorite things to teach. I love my work so much. You know, I'm 64 now, and people are saying, well, you're going to retire. I'm like, retire? I'm just getting started. Are you kidding me? I've come so far to have the awareness that I have now. I can't even imagine retiring. Well, you know, would imagine Jesus retiring. Not that I'm comparing myself to him, but I aspire. Imagine Buddha retiring, right? I aspire to speak only the truth, know only the truth, live only the truth, and to be that living demonstration to myself and others. And I can't imagine retiring. First of all, I love the teaching so much, and I get the most out of it when I'm sharing it, which is why I encourage people to get into teaching, facilitating, counseling, being prayer practitioners themselves. You know, when we start, every single one of us, when we start this kind of journey of teaching, speaking, writing, sharing, facilitating, etc., nobody feels qualified. If they do, they're probably just being arrogant. I for sure didn't feel qualified, but I felt compelled. I felt compelled. I wanted to try to see what I could learn. And I probably have shared this once or twice over the years. Hey, it's been like 14 years now doing this podcast, so it's going to be a lot of repeat in 600 and some episodes. But the very first workshop I ever taught was a workshop on the personal practice of nonviolence. And so sharing and teaching what I had learned from the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. King. And in that workshop, towards the end of it, somebody asked me something about how I would handle something in a nonviolent way. So I shared my answer. And then after I answered the question, I said, but what do I know? You know, I'm still learning. And somebody in the workshop said to me, why would you ever say, what do I know? You clearly know a lot. Don't say that. And I've always been grateful to that person, because I've not said that again, I don't think. Certainly not in a context of teaching. And here's the thing. God knows all there is. God knows everything all the time. Our mind is the mind of God. So in our mind is everything all the time. We can tap into that through our willingness to be the light of the world, to live in the Christ consciousness, to join with our brothers and sisters, to be truly helpful. That is where the downloads come from, the remembrance comes from, the activation comes from. It's in that space of, I'm here only to be truly helpful. Boom, everything starts to awaken within us. And as we do the self-forgiveness work, then we are giving up the false idols. And then here's the thing, you give up the false idols of your beliefs and what they did to you and what you think you want or what you think will make you happy. When you're willing to give up all your attachments to those things, what I experienced was in giving up my attachment to all those things, which I'm still finding attachments to give up, of course. But through that, then clarity, absolute clarity. The wisdom of God is right there. It's not far away. It's not something you have to acquire. It's already pre-installed. The wisdom is already there, but it gets muddled when we have opinions and judgments and complaints and grievances and all that stuff. I used to be a chronic complainer. I thought grudge holder was my occupation. Fill out, you know, one of those forms. What's your occupation? Grudge holder. Grievance fomenter. No more. I see. I don't wish to live a life of pain, and I don't wish to teach something other than love anymore. Our willingness truly is the only requirement. So there never was a time an idol brought you anything except the gift of guilt. Not one was brought except at cost of pain, nor was it ever paid by you alone. So if you think you'd like to make the world a better place, put the pedal to the metal on the self-forgiveness work. Give up the attachments to the false idols, remembering that all pain is caused by the unconscious guilt, and the unconscious guilt is fed through the unforgiveness, the complaints, the judgments, the false idols. So every story that we think is true about ourselves, about our past, about our history, about our life, is the cause of the guilt, the pain, the suffering, and we are not the only ones affected. We can't afford false idols anymore. Our willingness is all that's required. So be very watchful of your mind. This is the mind training of A Course in Miracles, to be super, super watchful of your mind. I have found that having the tool of affirmative prayer, and A Course in Miracles has a lot to say about prayer, so really anchoring into the power of prayer, the practice of prayer, helps me go the other way. Because prayer is a time of communion. It is that connection with the higher Holy Spirit self. It feeds our awakening. We're turning away from the false idols when we turn to prayer. So that's why we're having as a goal prayer without ceasing, that our mind is always aligned with truth, with divinity. And I'm not talking about the prayer that asks for something. Course in Miracles teaches us, no, the prayer that asks for nothing but recognizes that it has already been given to you. You already have everything. That's what we're talking about. So the healing is at hand. The transformation is at hand. We have what we need to awaken, every single one of us, if we have the willingness. And we can put the pedal to the metal. And that's what I'm interested in. We've got so many different programs at the Power of Love Ministry. I know you can find one that's right for you. If your intuition is telling you, oh, maybe we do have something that's right. Remember those forgiveness workshops? They're just 90 minutes, 2 hours, usually on a Saturday, sometimes on a Sunday, and they are free. So come and bring a friend. Bring your whole study group, right? Why not get your whole study group to come to the same one? And I tell you, let's make a difference. Yes. Okay. Oh, let me just remember, events, Scottsdale, Arizona, counseling training intensive, how to lead and create workshops that make a difference. If you're interested in doing this teaching counseling work, we've got programs for you in May in person in Scottsdale, Arizona. Come join me. We will have a lot of fun and a lot of healing. I place my hand on my heart, and what I know is forgiveness calls us and we answer. We are grateful for the love of God that we already are, sharing the benefits with everyone. We say amen, amen, amen.